Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. There's so much more to say about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and the overall, I don't want to call it a collapse. Bitcoin's not dead. Bitcoin will be just fine in the long run, but I'm not going to lie, even though I'm not able to use cryptocurrency, it is painful to hear about the collapse in the value of cryptocurrency that's happened in the last several days.
I don't know. I sincerely still just see it as it's on sale. I'm never going to sell, so it doesn't affect me.
And that's where I would feel if I could, in fact, buy more Bitcoin, because it is on sale. It's on sale for like $15,000, but by now it may be $14,000. I don't know. And I did recently ask my attorney if we can make this happen. I just want to be able to buy the stuff, right? Because the U.S. government is destroying the USD. I'm already buying gold and silver as fast as I can and buying stocks and investing in 401ks. I'm like, look, attorney, I'm doing all of these things. Can I also just, you know, do the other thing that is a little bit better of investment than all of these others? And all of that's in motion, hopefully. I don't know. I haven't really dealt with that. However, that's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to look at it and say, well, Bitcoin's just on sale. Let's just buy more of it because it's $15,000 now.
It's $16,000, though. I just checked. So okay, at least well, it's not going down anymore.
Right? Well, tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah.
I suspect this bloodbath is going to continue as bad news continues coming out of the crypto space, because the more it goes down, the more some of these over-leveraged companies are going to reveal that they're over-leveraged. Like Crypto.com was one of them. They were very prominent. They were advertising during the Super Bowl. However, they're also broke now, and they're laying people off, and it's largely because the value of Bitcoin was on the way up. So they hired all of these people, and they were going to use the Bitcoin for all of these great things. But that was like, you know,
they spent $1 million or something on an advertisement.
Yeah, well, they also did that, which was probably not a good idea. But then Bitcoin lost, you know, 75-80% of its value. And they're like, oh, we need to suddenly fire 75-80% of our staff because we were relying on that Bitcoin to pay them. And now that Bitcoin's not worth as much.
Oh, and I bet Bitcoin City is not doing very well.
Probably not. That's the one in
El Salvador.
So there's a lot of reasons to be interested in cryptocurrency right now. It's a fascinating topic. It's a fascinating field. And I wish I could just say, yeah, it's on sale. But to me, I can't do that. I'm just looking at whatever cryptocurrency I think may still exist somewhere out there belonging to me. And I'm saying, oh, that's worth less now. But, you know, time will tell. Maybe one day I can buy cryptocurrency again. At the moment, the federal government has prohibited me from doing so, and I'm looking at them like, man, it's on sale. Can I buy it? That is a good way of looking at it. But let's go to the phones. We have Steve on the line from here in New Hampshire. Steve, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'll try to keep it brief. But yeah, I think it was last night you and Ian and I think Conan were talking about that guy Nicholas Sarwark. I didn't know much about him until yesterday. I took yesterday off and tried to do the right thing and do a lot of research on the candidates. And before I made my decision, and I did vote for him. I didn't know as much as I could have But anyway, I found it interesting. You guys were saying that he was sponsoring the was it Kelly Halvorsen, I believe, for governor.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. One of the reasons I actually voted for Carolyn over Gal Kelly is Gal Kelly. She was on NHPR and she used the phrase unironically. She used the phrase alt right. She said she was concerned about an alt right presence in the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about, like, the Nick Sarwark types is, like, I don't like the alt-right either. It's not like I'm like, oh, I'm pro-alt-right. It's just, like, stupid stuff like that. So outdated, so stupid.
It's a bad way of phrasing it, certainly, but we can't pretend like there's not a libertarian to alt-right pipeline, because there very much is. Like, look at Christopher.
I think it's just regular right that I have a problem with. I don't like the fact that libertarians are not right-wing.
Christopher Cantwell used to be a libertarian. He sat in this very studio, right? But he rode that pipeline right into the alt-right, as many others have done. And
I'm not saying that there's not one. It's just that it's not a thing anymore. The alt-right is like a thing that is gone now. And people are still talking about that.
Outdated.
It's like she's obviously trying to get like Democratic votes like that, and it's just like cringe. But I wouldn't say that you did anything wrong by voting for Nick Starwark, because I would vote for Nick Starwark over most of the other candidates, if that makes sense.
And to be fair, what this woman, when she talked about the alt-right among libertarians in New Hampshire, she almost certainly meant the Mises Caucus libertarians, and that's just such overblown nonsense that it just makes my eyes roll to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's kind of what's leading to my question. I don't always keep up on everything going on in the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire, but I know about a year ago, it was back June or so, I think it was 2021, there was a coup of sorts. There was a gal at the head of the Libertarian Party was like registered of like a new Libertarian Party and took over the social media accounts. And anyway, I know there's a lot of history there.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what was going on with that, but someone, they wouldn't give up the keys to the Twitter page to the new...
It was Jackie Perry.
Was it?
I think so. I honestly didn't follow that at all, but I'm pretty sure it was Jackie Perry.
I would not be surprised to find that is true, because I recently told someone that Nick Starwark is just the new Jackie Perry. He's the new Fed that was sent here to cause division in the community because Jackie Perry could no longer effectively do it. Too many people were wise to her tricks.
What else is the actual objective in running as just a different libertarian? Like, you didn't achieve anything at all. If you just ran as Republicans or Democrats, then you probably could have won, but not as some new libertarian, and all it did was split the vote. Like, and
that's,
I know,
all it could ever have done, by definition, was split the vote, the libertarian vote.
It's not the same argument as people say to Republicans, because you're supposed to be on, if you're actually a libertarian, you're supposed to, you know, like, you're not supposed to want to vote for that guy, but you shouldn't be like, I am against Jeremy Kaufman's campaign. Like,
I'm certainly not saying, you know, party first or any of this nonsense. You know, I don't care. You know, vote for individuals, not parties. I'm not saying put the Libertarian Party over your personal positions. I'm saying have some perspective, because the reality was that neither Carlin nor this other person were ever going anywhere near the governor's mansion.
Yeah.
They're never going to be elected. So it's not like you have to really, because, I can't elect this person because then the Democrats will win, or this libertarian is not good enough. What would they do if they had the keys to power? They're never going to.
It would be pretty funny if Carlin was governor. More entertaining than Trump as president on Twitter.
It would be entertaining, but realistically, she was never going to win.
Right.
So it's not like anything would have been lost to just not run another candidate. And I hate that this whole thing happened. I used to like Nick Starwark. I don't know what happened to him after he left the National Libertarian Party, but he came to New Hampshire and he just immediately started sowing division among libertarians here. Like, dude, that's not what we do here in New Hampshire. That divisiveness crap, you take that to Washington with Jackie and the others, or leave it there in Arizona, wherever you have your little convention at.
I just don't understand why he would stay here. Like, at the convention in January, he and his little table, like his wife and whoever else he was with, it was like four people total, they were voting against everything. Everyone else in the entire room, like 200 people, were voting, and then they stormed out of the room. It was so weird. It's just like...
The one that was weirdest to me, and where I lost all respect for him, was the video of where he chest-checked someone, or he shoulder-bumped them.
And then blamed it on the other person.
And then started screaming and yelling and causing a
like
scene.
Like a baby.
Yeah, and then like, this person recorded illegal video of it, and this other's like, well, first of all, you're...
No, you got caught.
He's just mad because he got caught. Yeah,
you got caught doing something grimy. You're shady. That's exactly what was going on there.
And that says a lot about somebody's character. It's the same thing with Don Bolduc. It really does have something to say about whether or not you should vote for this person. He's a lying scumbag.
I don't know if I would go that far about Nick Sauer, but you're right. Don Bolduc's little claiming to be hit by Joe, I think, was exactly the same as Nick Sauer claiming this other guy ran into him. I mean, there's literal video of how it actually went down. And it's saddens me because I don't want libertarians here in New Hampshire to fight amongst one another. I want us to work together. And I think that in the end, we will win out over these people who are trying to cause division, and that unity among libertarians and free staters will ultimately be what people care about. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever's important to you, or you can join us in our discussion, what we've been talking about. Coming up, up next year, ForkFest number 6. I believe it may be number 7. I am not 100% sure off the top of my head. It's happening June the 15th through the 18th. It's the 7th annual ForkFest, returning to where it all began. Going back to the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is expected to sell out, as it has done for the last 2 years. And I don't see any reason why year number 3 would be different. Or I think it's the 20th year of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so it's not year number 3. But anyway, ForkFest is not going to sell out because we don't have tickets to sell. All you have to do is go to ForkFest. Well, you can't book anything at ForkFest.party. Sorry. All you have to do is contact Rogers Campground and reserve your RV site, your camping site, or your motel room for June the 15th through the 18th, and that gets you in. That's it. You just have to be there when ForkFest happens, and you're part of ForkFest. You can hang out with other ForkFesters online. Find them at ForkFest.party. That's the unofficial website. June the 15th through the 18th. Again, that's ForkFest.party. Let's go to the phones. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, so what I was told by the Mormons was that the people that settled the Americas, the South Americas, were actually from the Egypt area, and then they took the boats, and then the currents carried them into South America, and they went up the Panama Canal, and they settled like parts of Mexico, and so that. But I do believe that.
You do or you don't believe that?
I do believe that.
Sarah, first of all, first of all, it's that they think they're Israelis. They think that they're Israelites. That's
right.
What I've heard.
Okay. That's it. Yeah, the Native Americans. And I'm going just off what South Park taught me here, but okay. They're Israelites. They're the tribes of Israel.
The thing is, there is no archaeological evidence to prove not at all.
And the Panama Canal certainly was not here back then. So, but I think that's just something
that
got wrong.
Remember, they had the sundials and the pyramids that were very much like the Egyptians. And they found
so they had those in Asia, too.
There's also pyramids in China, yeah.
Yeah.
And all around the world. Because it turns out when you want to stack rocks together on top of a monument, the best way to do that is like to make a pyramid out of them.
There's all kinds of symbolism.
I realize this may surprise you, but if you think back to your childhood when you have, like, I don't know, 10 things you wanted to stack up, that's just the most obvious way to stack them and make sure they wouldn't fall.
I don't know. I think you're both wrong. I think that the aliens built the pyramids.
I had a professor when I was in college who like, legitimately believed that the way they were constructed was by using their voices and singing to elevate the stones to where they
needed to be. That's kind of crazy that he would talk about that, because I've heard that theory. It's interesting because they believe that, I don't know if it was singing, but there was some kind of sound. I'm not saying I believe it. It's just really interesting. But people believe that you can use some kind of sound wave to rearrange the molecules in rock to where they can be moldable, and it would kind of make sense with some of the things that are built in, like, South America, where we don't even have the technology today to get rocks, like they're built in these walls and stuff, to where a human hair can't even go in between them. They're so perfectly fitted together. It's like they were moldable and they dried that way, but they're the type of rock that doesn't do that.
Well, music is definitely
of the levitation rod and the Egyptian hieroglyphic pictures. They were able to levitate objects at that time.
This is the least crazy thing Sarah's ever came on here saying she believed, because I would believe it.
I mean, music is definitely weird. The ancient Greeks believed that the interval that is the fifth, which is what most music is based around, whether people really listen to it or not, it has healing properties, and that the flatted fifth had the opposite of property of causing people discord and disharmony. And this goes all the way back to Pythagoras and others who believed along those lines. We don't really know. There is some weird stuff going on here in the universe, and the pyramids, for better or worse, are one of the best examples of that. Like, the Great Pyramid in Giza is far more complex than most people realize, because it's an 8-sided pyramid, and not a four-sided pyramid. And you can only tell that at one time of year, or two times a year, rather, during, it's either the equinox or the solstice, when the shadows of the pyramids, or the shadows of the angles, are cut in exactly the right way for you to see that there's actually eight sides rather than four. Otherwise, it's the angles are so slight that you can't tell. But on
really?
But on these two intervals throughout the year, yes, it's eight
sides.
Why have
you never heard of this? That's crazy.
Not to mention the fact that the Great Pyramid is magnetically aligned to the North Pole to where at like a 500th of a degree, and the White House is only like a 25th of that.
And there's all kinds of things. So,
and magnets weren't even invented then.
There's all kinds of things with the Great Pyramid of Giza and the Sphinx together that perfectly align with like the stars and constellations. Like, oh, this day they're perfectly aligned this way, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to be able to recite it, but
right.
Really interesting. Like, somebody would have to be, you know, perfect with their math, perfect with the tools to be able to look at the sky and everything, but...
Yeah, there's no way that that was accident or just coincidence. Yes. There is absolutely no way.
And the argument is put forward is that people did this, tens of thousands of people did this, using only chisels and hammers. And
yeah,
I'm not saying
add up.
I'm not saying that didn't happen, but I'm saying when I look at this and I factor in all of these things, like how magnets weren't even invented then, and it's aligned with magnetic north, and it's an eight-sided pyramid and not a four-sided pyramid, and it's in the exact right spot to be shown to be eight-sided during the equinox, or solstice, I don't remember which. I mean, when you factor in all of those things, it seems very unlikely that anyone did this using chisels and hammers.
Because the one thing is that I always think about with all these cultures, not just ancient Egypt, like all of the art and stuff like that that seems like, oh, it has no real meaning, but it took lots of effort. These people were, you're telling me that these people were working day and night just to survive, and they sat around doing this art just for no reason as well? Like, it must have served some kind of a purpose, like made energy or something like that.
Or it was religious. I think that's probably one of the better explanations that I've heard for a lot of
this. It doesn't make sense, though, because, like, people would not be like, I'm not going to eat today. I'm going to build the pyramid. Like, I really don't think thousands of people would do that.
We can't really know what Egyptologists really say or what actually happened, but the going theory among Egyptologists today is that they were actually paid. They found receipts or something like that from the building of the Great Pyramids.
But it's not just Egypt. Like, that was a rich country. There was all kinds of like, oh, these were dirt poor people just living in Mexico, and they built a pyramid too, and they also sat around carving these intricate little dolls that, you know, are like sculptures and stuff like that just to pray to them, you know, like, I'm not going to eat today, I'm not going to make my tortillas, I'm going to, you know, carve this thing that I'm imagining that I'm going to pray to.
Lot of them, the sun was God, so it wasn't some distant entity to them. They didn't understand how it worked. It was just this great big glowing orb in the sky, and it provided them life and warmth and all of the things that they needed in order to survive. So they praised it, and some of them dedicated their lives to it. But that doesn't explain all of them, like the dolls and stuff like that. I don't know. I just know there's some weird stuff going on, and it's fascinating, and a lot of it's just not that well known. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, there's more coming up in the Crypto Bloodbath. It is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Maryland on Tuesday became the 20th U.S. state to legalize recreational marijuana. A similar measure passed in Missouri, while in South Dakota it appears to have been rejected. Arkansas and North Dakota are also saying no to legal weed. A new survey shows a large percentage of young Americans are struggling with mental health issues. The survey by Harmony Healthcare IT found 42% of Generation Z adults started dealing with mental health conditions soon after the pandemic started in 2020. It found many were diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and other disorders during the lockdowns. Elon Musk is selling 20 million shares of Tesla. The shares are valued at about $4 billion. The sale comes after his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter. And a former UFC star facing a murder charge has been granted bail. Cain Velasquez was arrested in San Jose last February after trying to kill a man he claims molested his young child. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. It's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And did you know we have our own social media server? A lot of people are, I saw someone complaining on Facebook today. Well, they weren't really complaining, but what they kind of were, about, you know, how they were leaving Twitter and they were looking for alternatives and they didn't think Mastodon was for them because then you're only on this one server, and they didn't seem to understand that, yes, You have your account on this one server, but you can still interact with all of these other accounts on these other servers as well. It functions much more like how email used to. Yes, you have to go to yahoo.com to access your email address, but you can still email someone who uses Gmail or Hotmail. You can still interact with those people.
Well, but mine is in all lowercase.
Right. So they don't understand how Mastodon works. And we do have our own Mastodon server. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. And you can interact with people on other servers. You can like their posts. You can follow them. You can favorite them. You can boost their posts, which is what they call when you share or retweet, basically. So it's not as regimented and strict as it sounds, right? You think, oh, well, I don't want to sit there and just chat with only people who listen to Free Talk Live. That's not the way it works. Social.freetalklive.com if you want to check it out. That's our server. That's social.freetalklive.com. We are actually free speech absolutists at Free Talk Live, though. So if you come there expecting to be able to control what other people say, you're going to have a bad time.
I had a really good time convincing like the Justice girl I went to high school and middle school with of being a free state or free speech absolutist, she texted me on Twitter and she was like, I have a question. Are you a Republican? And I just was like, no, I'm a I'm an anarchist. I only vote libertarian in New Hampshire because anarchists run and I can vote for people to go into this government and get rid of it. And she was just like, oh, okay, oh, you probably think I'm stupid. And I was like, no, you're not stupid. It makes sense because I also attack the Democrat or, you know, criticize the Democrats.
Right.
And I basically explained it all to her. And she was like, yeah, you know what? That makes a lot of sense to me. And she, I told her, I was like, the thing is, like, I'm pro, for example, LGBT rights. But I'm not going to want somebody to be punished for talking bad about them because just for one thing, out of many things, I want to know who's, you know, just a bigot for no reason. I want to know. So they should be allowed to say it, so that way I'm allowed to. And she was like, that makes total sense. And I thought that was cool.
Speaking of bigots, we have Bad Slave on the line from here in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to say that one of the things that I was pretty disappointed in Mr. Trump was his pardon of Joe Arpaio. Joe Arpaio was the, you know, just one of the worst people in law enforcement.
Yeah, he was certainly evil.
Exactly. I mean, he was, you know, and I had I have an ex-uncle. He's only like a year older than me, but my
ex-uncle.
That's what I heard.
How does it? Is that right? Is that, did we hear correctly?
Well, he was married to my aunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And now no longer is. Anyways, and she was only a year older than me as well. So, you know, my mom was the first of eight.
What did anyway. This, what was it about this uncle?
So this uncle, he lived in Mesa, Arizona, which is nearby Phoenix, and that's where Maricopa County is, by the way, and you know, Trump pardoned a jerk off, but I think that was more, you know, his idea that, you know, that cops are all good and stuff like that. And
damn, it's a horrible idea.
I don't know why Trump pardoned Joe Arpaio, other than, you know, he wanted brownie points with the racists and among the Republicans who wanted exactly that.
Yeah, that's more of the thing that people should point to when they say that Trump is racist, because, like, most of the stuff they say about him isn't very persuasive that he's racist. I mean, I'd believe it, but the thing they should point to.
I don't think Trump's any more racist than anyone else. I mean,
they should point to him pardoning Joe Arpaio, however you say it.
Arpaio was actually, you know, he's a cop, okay? That's why he got pardoned. It doesn't have anything to do with, you know, race or anything like that, although.
No, I'm saying he was a racist. Arpaio, whatever he is.
Arpaio, yeah, he was absolutely racist.
Yeah, he's like confirmed.
Well, I'm not going to argue that at all. I actually don't think Trump is generally racist, but that's another story.
I don't really care if he is. I was just saying that that's a more convincing point from those people than, oh, he said bad hombre or whatever.
I think that Trump probably looks down on everyone to roughly the same degrees, and that he probably isn't racist against black people or Hispanics any more so than he is against anyone. I think that Trump just probably considers most people of every ethnicity to be beneath him. That's what my gut tells me about Donald Trump.
Yeah, just like most politicians.
That's not surprising. But anyways,
what's not surprising?
My main point is that basically the reason that the cops are as bad as they are is that they get to enforce a crapload of laws that don't deserve to exist.
Well, they're trained to be bad cops, and that's one of the things. There's a wonderful article written by someone who was using the acronym of ACAB. I don't remember exactly what and what the person was pretending their name was in order to have those initials, but it was a wonderful article about a former cop who went into extensive detail about all of the ways that he had been trained to other people who were not cops, to look down on them, to treat them like they were scum, to constantly jump at shadows, to shoot first, ask questions later. They're trained to do these sorts of things. It's not that they're being forced to impose bad laws. They're being taught how to violate people's rights. The entire institution, that's how they get promotions. And if you stand against those things, you get quietly fired. So the whole system is corrupt, and it's not just a matter of a few bad laws or anything like that. It's the system.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I have to enforce this law. Like the other day I watched this video of a cop, I think in Texas, a lady. She was like, "What's in your back pocket, sir?" And he's like, "A navigational instrument. What are you, a tyrant?" And she's like, "Yeah, I actually am." "And what is that in your pocket?" And it was a cane, a walking stick. And he showed it to her, and she arrested him anyway for not showing ID. He was like, "Why? Well, I don't have to show you my ID. I'm not breaking any law." She's like, "Yeah, but you were suspected of breaking law." And he's like, "Yeah, and now you know it's my walking stick, and you know it's my cane." She just gets her other officer over there, and they arrested him for not showing ID, for not doing anything. She didn't have to.
No, that's too often how it goes, too. I mean, first of all, never answer the questions the police ask you. In some states, you do have to produce identification, even if you're just walking, or you do have to identify yourself, and usually they'll say something like, "Oh, well, I'm investigating a crime, and that's why I need you to ID." Okay, well, what is your reasonable suspicion? And you need to articulate your reasonable suspicion for thinking that I have committed a crime.
Well, she admitted she was a tyrant.
Well, yes, usually they won't be able to articulate any sort of suspicion. They'll just keep saying, "I'm investigating a crime," and you say, "Well, am I being detained?" And they'll do everything they can to not say you're not being detained or that you're free to go. But ultimately, when push comes to shove, if they don't have the ability to articulate that they think you've committed a crime, they can't detain you, and they do have to let you walk away. In most jurisdictions.
Or they just arrest you and then later it gets dropped because they weren't allowed to arrest you and nothing ever happens to them at all and you wasted a whole day. Or they wasted your whole day.
Sadly, those things do happen. And in some of those cases, especially here in New Hampshire, people sue the police who do those things. And the city loses, the police officers themselves, so they are never punished. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on police accountability, because there isn't any. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Unfortunately, I didn't even realize this was the final segment of tonight's show. So, if you haven't already called, we have a new method of identifying people. We do have someone on the line right now. Renee from Louisiana is actually waiting on hold. I have no idea what Renee wants to talk about, but Renee's a regular caller, so it'll be fine even without doing the whole screening process. But again, I want to tell you, we don't have just a social media server. We also have our official chat server. You can find it at chat.freetalklive.com. It's a Matrix server, which is a Discord version of Mastodon, which none of this is going to make sense to anyone, and I don't even know why I bothered to make that analogy, but it is to Discord what Mastodon is to Twitter, I guess is what I was trying to say. It's a decentralized version, it's a federated version of Discord, where you can create your own chat rooms, you can interact with people however you want to, and if you don't want to interact with them, you can just click that little block button and never have to deal with them again, instead of reporting it to us like a 5-year-old child screaming because someone said something you didn't like. Maybe try the block button. Anyway, you can find that at chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Renee on the line from Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I want to make a comment about police.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, first of all, you get what you pay for. I mean, these guys, some of them might be able to be good. They should have a better selection process like special forces, more schooling, and more training, like real-life training scenarios in school so they do not make these mistakes, you know. A lot of them make mistakes because they're not properly trained.
I mean, either way, they're going to be agents of the state. You know, enforcing laws that are unethical.
And a fair number of them, like, want to be unethical. They want to enforce bad laws. Well, they want to oppress people's rights.
It's not like people or cops are just going around accidentally doing bad things. The things they do, they're supposed to be doing according to their job.
Can I tell you a few experiences?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I view the police when they're being bad. I mean, I don't... Some communities, I'm not gonna let you use fill it in. They have the attitude. You can't. They have the big boy. How do you call that? I forgot the word. Like they all knit and all that. The good old boy system. And I dismissed that because my personal experience, I've got in trouble. Somebody stopped me when they look at the computer. What I did, I didn't mean to do it. I just had help that day, not feeling good. So he went from, how you doing, sir, to being totally ugly. They were having a surge for some reason. And, like extra police. And he showed up in front of the other two policemen who stayed quiet. Like he was daring me to do something like, I don't know, maybe want me to react to shoot me and hurt me and all that. I was sassy, but not over sassy. The next day, I went to a supervisor. I wrote down on a paper. I talked to the guy, told him how much of liability, if I was unstable, liability to me, the community, the other policemen, if something happened. So months later, I seen him at an office instead of working the beat, calling me sir, being nice. I don't care. I'm not too forgiving. So my attitude toward police is if you don't make a report and it has a good old boy system, eventually the top good old boy will be scared that good old boy at the bottom gets him in trouble. It's like Malcolm Little, a.k.a. Malcolm X said, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Because if you don't do nothing about them policemen, you're not going to have quality when they're messing up.
I don't necessarily agree or disagree with that. However, the solution to the problem that is, you know, a violent, oppressive police force in the United States isn't, in my opinion, more accountability. It's to abolish the institution entirely. I was like,
it's like if there's something that we need in this life, mandating it is always redundant. And if it's something that's going to be hurting our natural laws, then it's unethical. So if you're going to make it, if you're only going to have just laws, oh, we're just going to make it illegal to murder. That's redundant. People should know not to murder. Like, people know not to murder. They know it's wrong. And people can, the community can punish it in their own way. It's just redundant. There's no reason to have laws, and there's no reason to have police.
It also doesn't make sense for, like, if we are going to do this system of laws for the entire country, and I know different states have different laws, but it just doesn't make sense for, like, all of these federal laws, you know, for the entire United States to have to follow these set of rules.
It absolutely doesn't. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Renee. We also have David on the line from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, here's a fun one I haven't told. So I was at the University of New Mexico football stadium watching a football game. First time I'd ever been in that stadium. And I'm standing along a rail, and they have the ushers that work the rail, the crowd control, whatever. And I'm standing by this usher at the rail, and they don't tell me I can't stand by the rail there. And so I wander down to the next and stand by where the next usher's zone is, and she gets all over my ass about that I can't stand there. And I'm like, well, so I was just standing up there by that usher, and they didn't say anything. And then so the cops start coming over because I'm giving this usher lip, giving her talk back, and the cops start surrounding me. And I notice one of the guys is one of these are like young military dudes, you know, they're all in their 20s, and. And one of the dudes starts pulling on his gloves, and I know why he's pulling on his gloves, because he thinks he's going to have to manhandle me, and he gets one glove about halfway on, and I go, you don't need your gloves, dude. And then and I had figured out what was going down, so I looked at each one of these dudes in the eyes. There was like four of them, and I looked at each one in the eye, and I said, is anybody here detaining me? And I went from eye to eye to eye to eye, and then I said, okay, good. Does anybody here have a problem with me going that direction? Silence. And then I said, okay, if you guys need me, I'll be down there in that green grassy area if anybody have any questions for me later. And the point is what it may not work for other people, but what works for me is I make it clear to them that I am their commanding officer. I know the game better than you do, chump. And I'm lining my sights up on you for a federal lawsuit from moment one. So keep playing the game because I like it. And then after they get the point, then I make a friend out of them because we're on the same side as far as I'm concerned. We theoretically, we're on the same side. And if they don't figure out
If they're on the same side as I'm on, I make them figure it out.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, David. You had me. I agree with a lot of that. It's risky. You have to really know your stuff to be that confrontational with a cop. Not everyone can do it. You have to know exactly what you can say, what you can get away with, what you can't get away with.
And in some instances, like I was having a similar situation, just silly with a bureaucrat yesterday. I just don't think that a bureaucrat reacts the same way to me telling them off, like, no, I know blah, 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 you know, telling them off the same way they react to a man. Like, this man was just like, I'm not having it. I'm not losing to this woman. And I kept telling him, like, I'm not just listening. You're going to have to go get your law book because I'm not just listening to you just because you're a man and you're telling me to do a thing. And he was like, he wasn't happy about it, but he continued until he got the law book out, smirking to bring me. And it didn't even... Anyways, I'd have to tell the whole story.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. So this was about a sign that someone had planted at the... Because yesterday you spent the day holding signs for Matt Santanastasso.
Yeah.
And someone else had planted a Matt Santanastasso sign...
Before I got there.
...at the polling facility. But in the public easement.
It was in the public easement. Like, it was, like, feet away from what would be the polling location, a.k.a. the town hall's land, but it was beyond where the, like, stop signs and stuff were. It was the public easement. And I got him to admit that was public easement.
And the rule in New Hampshire is surprisingly close. It's only, like, 25 feet away from the entrance is where you have to stop campaigning or something like that. You're allowed to get remarkably close to the building, where in some places it's 100 feet or a quarter of a mile or whatever. In New Hampshire, it's only 25 feet.
So the person who was there before me left his Matt Santanastasso sign in the ground. I came, I put three more out, and then I was standing there holding my sign, and this bureaucrat comes out of the office, and he's like, yeah, you're going to have to remove your Santanastasso signs. And I was like, why didn't you remove that one before? And he's like, well, I was busy doing other things before you got here. And I was like, all right, well, there were signs at the polling place I just came from in Keene. Also, I had signs that we were supposed to put in the ground for Young Americans for Liberty stood at the polls for Carla Garrick and John Burt in 2020. It's just like, these are all, you know... Sorry, I'm not going to be able to get the whole story out.
Sorry about that.
Basically, this man went inside and grabbed a giant book to show me paperwork. And all it said was that it can't be on the polling place's property. And he had just admitted it was public easement. But just to avoid the cops coming, I took him down. I didn't think they were going to make a big difference anyway. I had my sign I could hold.
We're out of time for tonight, but you can join us in the meantime on our social media server. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.